For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News.
Let's talk about Monday's Supreme Court ruling against medical marijuana. Now, a lot of people are wondering how this could have happened. Why did they say no? Well, it's quite simple. Smoked marijuana is not good medicine. And it's harmful. The evidence is voluminous. Smoke is bad for you. And according to a March 21st, 2000 article from the BBC headlined, "Cannabis More Harmful Than Tobacco," smoking 3 cannabis cigarettes a day is more harmful than a whole pack of standard cigarettes. And marijuana has been known to cause all sorts of nasty psychotic symptoms. On December 1st, 2004, the British Medical Journal published a study out of the Netherlands that showed a link between marijuana and schizophrenia. It's irresponsible to dismiss this as folklore. It's been all over the mainstream news. Marijuana causes memory loss, trouble with problem solving, loss of motor skills, increased heart rate, dry mouth and throat, anxiety, and it weakens the immune system. Not good medicine. No drug prescribed today is smoked, because smoking is a poor drug delivery system. How would you control the dosage?
3 milligrams!
Give me a break. Drug legalization advocates utilize the medical marijuana claims as a ploy to legalize marijuana altogether. And then they will work toward the legalization of other dangerous drugs. They work to mislead, to misinform, and to weaken your resolve. Don't be fooled. This has been Winston Francis with the official Government Truth.
The UN just released its new estimate of Colombian cocaine production. They're declaring success, though their total did rise slightly from the year before. The White House issued its own estimate a month or so ago. Their numbers were much higher than the UN's, yet they too claim success because the figures are lower than in years past. Yet reports filtering out of the Andean region suggest that all these estimates are too low. Crop estimates are a numbers game. The time of year that satellite photos are taken, the care with which they're interpreted, as well as the skill of farmers at hiding their crops, can all lead to an underestimate. Juggling variables like the time for a plant to mature, the leaves a plant can produce, and the amount of coca that can be extracted can push yield estimates down even farther to give the appearance of victory in spite of the truth. So what's really happening? Cocaine markets are expanding internationally. In the U.S., cocaine is as plentiful, cheap, and potent as ever. No matter how hard the drug czar tries, he can't stop reality from being real. For the Drug Truth Network, this is Doug McVeigh, editor of DrugWarFacts.org.
Please be sure to join us on this week's Cultural Baggage when our guest will be Dr. Melanie Dreyer, Dean of the Nursing College at the University of Ohio. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.